member Care Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. You're pregnant, you're on international assignment, and you're in a part of the world where there is a real risk of malaria. What should you do to protect yourself? What should you do to protect your developing baby? What should you do to protect your newborn? Malaria is a very dangerous disease. This is especially true of the type of malaria that is common in Africa south of the Sahara, as well as in areas of Southeast Asia. This one is known as falciparum malaria. More than just feeling very ill for a while, if you contract malaria while you are pregnant, you run an increased risk of anemia, premature labor, miscarriage, and stillbirth. A severe attack of malaria can be life-threatening. It's even possible in very rare cases that your baby could be born with malaria. It is said that women who are pregnant are more attractive to mosquitoes. That means if you are pregnant, you are more likely to get mosquito bites, and you are more likely to get an illness which is carried by a mosquito like malaria. This applies also to women who were recently pregnant. So it would be wise for you to protect yourself as much as possible. When you sleep, use a properly placed and treated mosquito net over and around your bed. Should you use insect repellent with DEET? It's the most effective, but doctors are divided in their opinions on its safety for pregnant mothers. Generally, most doctors working in the tropics would say, if you are in an area where there is a real danger of malaria, then you should use insect repellent that contains DEET anytime you are out and moving around. While the Anopheles mosquito does bite mainly at night, there are other disease-carrying mosquitoes that are active during the daytime. Wash off the repellent at night, and be sure to sleep under a mosquito net which is tucked in well around your bed. The reason for saying that you should use repellent with DEET at this time is that the danger from DEET to your developing baby is less than the danger from malaria or other diseases. We've talked about some of the dangers of malaria in another health feature which is available on this website. We've also talked about malaria prevention. That feature is also available on this website. If you're living in, or you're going to be living in, a part of the world where malaria is a danger, it would be a good idea to listen to or read both of those features we have just mentioned. So, besides using a treated mosquito net and using insect repellent, what other ways are there to protect yourself from mosquitoes that carry malaria? The general answer is there are some good medicines available for preventing malaria, but are they safe for you to use while you're pregnant? That's what we're most concerned about right now. Basically, there are four generally used medicines for preventing malaria. Each has its good and bad points. Each of them is effective, but none of them is 100% effective in stopping malaria. And none of them are 100% okay for use during pregnancy. Even so, one of those medicines may be prescribed under special circumstances. Mefloquine is one of those medicines. It is also known in some countries under the brand name Larium or Mefaquine. This medicine for preventing malaria is now considered to be safe during the second and third trimester of pregnancy. It may be used with caution during the first trimester. However, there are some reports that it can occasionally cause certain side effects. Consult your doctor before agreeing to use mefloquine. For mefloquine, as well as the other medicines for preventing malaria, there will likely be certain parts of the world where this particular medication is not effective, so be sure to check the latest studies and statistics as to which medicine is most effective in the part of the world where you will be. For adults, doxycycline is also generally widely used. However, there are some concerns when it is used during a pregnancy. The main concern is that it can affect the teeth of a developing fetus. So recent studies suggest that it is safe during the first 15 weeks, providing the full course of the medicine plus 28 days can be completed before the end of the 15 weeks. Doxycycline should not be used any time after 15 weeks during pregnancy. It should also not be used while breastfeeding. Malarone is a brand name for a medicine combining atovaquone and proguanil. There are now also cheaper generic versions of the medication available. It is generally well tolerated and is generally considered to be effective for most adults. However, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, says it cannot be used by women who are pregnant or by women who are breastfeeding a child who is under 5 kilograms in weight. That would be under 11 pounds. The UK malaria guidelines state, if there are no other appropriate options, its use may be considered in the second and third trimesters after careful risk assessment. Another medicine for preventing malaria goes by the name chloroquine. It is generally considered to be safe to use during pregnancy. However, it is generally not recommended because in most parts of the world, malaria has become resistant to that drug. The main thing you have to remember is, if you're pregnant, malaria carries a much greater risk for you and your child than it does for the woman who is not pregnant. So, if you're pregnant and you think you may have malaria, seek expert medical advice immediately. Many medicines are safe to be used while breastfeeding, but there are some which are not. Always carefully read the patient information leaflet or paper that comes in the medicine package. Also check with a medical advisor before using any medicine. For a child, especially a newborn, malaria can be extremely dangerous. As a matter of fact, it is potentially fatal for a child. Children have to be over 5 kilograms in weight, 11 pounds, before it is safe for them to take any form of medicine to prevent malaria. Insect repellent containing DEET is commonly recommended for adults to discourage mosquitoes and other flying insects, but anything containing DEET should not be used on children who are under 2 months of age. If you have a baby that young, stay away from places where you might find mosquitoes. Sleep under a mosquito net that has been treated with permethrin. And one more thing, which we could call a rule, if there is a fever, check it out to be sure it is not caused by malaria. If malaria is diagnosed, it must be treated urgently. A Moment for Your Health is presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.